Informed opinions are always presented here. You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
It is time for the best game in the city of Houston, the state of Texas, the country of America. It is time for Who Said It, where Brendan Rory quotes of what ESPN 97.5, 92.5 personalities have said throughout the week, and we have to guess who said it. The Killer Bees are going toe-to-toe with a caller on our HRNP listener line. Ryan going toe-to-toe with the Killer Bees. Ryan, hello. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Doing very good. What do you think of your chances of defeating the Killer Bees in Who Said It today?
A little bit better than 60%.
Okay, very analytical. James Click would like that. Now, we're switching up how we do this a little bit. Since we are very, very good hosts, the Killer Bees are, we're going to allow the listener to have championship advantage every single time. So, Ryan, who is going toe-to-toe with the Killer Bees, you will be going first every single time. Killer Bees will have to go second. And, of course, no duplicate answers on Who Said It. Ryan, you ready to go?
Yes, sir.
All right, Brendan, what is question number one?
Quote number one. It's not that I eat a lot of Choco Tacos. It's that now, when I want one, I won't be able to have one.
Can you repeat that again? I could barely hear you.
It's not that I eat a lot of Choco Tacos. It's that now, when I want one, I won't be able to have one.
That could be the Wheelhouse. Or Vanessa and Gallant. I'm going to go with Vanessa.
Okay.
You got an idea on this one, Chief?
Yeah, I do.
I do, too.
I have a pretty good idea. I think Ryan was right there in the Wheelhouse his first suggestion.
Ooh, okay.
No, who on the Wheelhouse do you think would eat the Choco Tacos the most?
Cody.
Pretty confident that it's Cody Stutes.
Okay. Because I got a different opinion because I thought he was on the right track.
Well, who did you think?
But I thought that other than Vanessa, I think that Paul would be that aficionado of, you know what, I don't want to touch my girlish figure, but if I did have the opportunity, yeah. I could go there.
Paul doesn't want the opportunity, though. Paul does not want the opportunity to eat the Choco Taco. Paul cooks up like turkey and peas and carrots corn all the time. The dude eats healthy.
So let's go to our track record recently. You've deferred to me quite a bit,
yeah,
and we've been okay. But I'm going to do the same as a good teammate. I'm going to defer to you.
What's your level of confidence here?
I'd rather not say. I'm just going to defer to you as a good teammate.
I'm over 90%.
Oh, well, then I'm good.
I'm over 90%.
Okay.
Cody Stutes is quote number one.
It's not that I eat a lot of Choco Tacos.
Boom!
Oh.
Now when I want one, I won't be able to have one.
There you go. Cody
nice
Stutes.
Call.
Here we go, bro.
Partner, way to go.
1-0 Killer
yep.
Bees.
You know, Cody Stutes is a very close second for me.
Okay, why is that, Ryan?
I could just either picture in Vanessa or Cody saying it, but I just don't remember the segment.
All right, so Killer Bees up 1-0 on
both
Ryan.
Both upstanding females.
Quote number two.
Number two, I love a good wife beater. For a year and a half when I was a kid, I would only wear wife beaters.
You're up, Ryan.
Go, baby.
To Ryan.
Come on, Ryan. Gonna go with your first choice again?
Paul Gallant. I think Paul Gallant.
How you feeling? I'm not very confident with this one.
I'm gonna go.
You feel good about this? Because I feel like you could go BK here.
See, I do.
I feel
I do
like
too.
You could go
That's
LZ
what I was gonna
here.
Say. No, I don't see LZ. I see
Granato. Definitely not.
No, I see Granato's would have to be a Gucci, and I don't think they make those.
Jake
those
doesn't know what a wife beater is.
No,
doesn't know what a wife is.
No, I would go. I think BK seems to fit. If we can't go with Ryan's choice, I think BK is the logical selection.
Yeah, I'm good with BK on this one, with quote two. Brendan.
Block of the century.
I love a good wife beater, though.
Whoa.
But for a year and a half, when I was a kid, I would only wear wife beaters, and there are photos to prove it.
Ryan said Paul, though, right? Ryan said Paul, though. Okay,
so
good. So we're still
lose.
1-0. Yeah. I did not see that coming. I was blindsided by that one. Yeah. I was blindsided. By Vanessa being quote number two. All right, quote number three, Brendan.
If the Astros make a deal and nobody from ESPN reports it, did it really happen?
Can you repeat it one more time?
If the Astros make a deal and nobody from ESPN reports it, did it really happen?
Man. What's the first part again? Sorry, y'all cutting up.
That's okay. That's all right.
If the Astros make a deal and nobody from ESPN reports it, did it really happen?
Oh, I get it. Okay. It sounds like very sarcastic.
No, we believe in Jeff Passan here. Come on.
I'm going to go with BK on this one.
Oh, man.
That's Blanker's, where I was going.
Blanker's lipped to me silently, and I read his lips, that BK was the answer there. So we got to go somebody that's not Brad Kellner. He texts in all the time, by the way.
But if they are snarky towards ESPN,
yeah,
it could only be one guy.
Oh, Granato?
It could be LZ, because LZ has had a personal battle with poor man's Joel Osteen, Jeff Passan.
Yeah. I feel like we should go the bench here. I feel like it needs to be somebody on the bench. Do you feel more confident in Lance than Granato?
I think John, he likes to ride the company line a little bit, but I don't think he would push it as far.
But has Lance been put in his place?
Oh no! He still hasn't held back. Right, he's still free to give his opinion.
Let's go with Lance for quote number three.
If the Astros make a deal, nobody
PC.
From ESPN reports it to them.
Oh,
PC. Okay. All right, that's fine. We're playing defense here, the Killer Bees. So 1-0, Killer Bees lead Ryan. On to quote number four. Of course, Ryan going first. Listen up, quote number four.
If anybody is picking a gorilla in this fight, I encourage you to do some grizzly bear research.
Oh, I know this is the wheelhouse.
How do you know, Ryan?
I'm
going to
go with Cody Stoops.
You went Stoots?
Yeah.
You went Stoots.
That to me sounds like a BK quote.
Okay.
I don't disagree that it's a wheelhouse thing to say, but like somebody that seems like BK's vernacular. That feels like his sitting structure. That feels like his cadence to me.
Like he kind of knows because he's a little bit more well-versed than most on that.
And also like a pretty good pun, right? Like, you know, to have the pun there too. Yep. Like
which is big on, right?
Yeah, yep. Yeah. You feel good about BK?
With ever parenting a child, he is the dad joker. So yeah, I can see that.
Let's go Brad Kellner.
No, if anybody's picking the gorilla in this fight, I encourage you to do some grizzly bear research.
Ryan evened it up with us.
Yeah.
Ryan tied the Killer Bees, and he's jacked. He's hype. All right, 1-1, quote number five, all of the marbles for this one, Ryan. Of course, you're going first. Here's question number five.
To really get good as a chess player,